For more on why bipartisan infrastructure talks have hit a major roadblock, we turn now to Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez of Florida. He's a member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Congressman, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
So why don't we just start with what we just heard from the Transportation Secretary, and he really seems to lay blame on why this has stalled on the Republican group, an unwillingness to compromise on the dollar amount enough. How do you respond to that?
Well, look, I guess as a definition, what's big and bold, I guess when we now start saying that $1 trillion is not big and bold, I mean, I think this country's in trouble. And so $1 trillion is $1,000 billion. And I think that, you know, we've had discussions, some senators and even, you know, the group, the problem solvers in my side, you know, have put forward over $1 trillion in infrastructure. That's a heck of a lot of money, you know, and so the problem was that the Biden administration started out with $2.3 trillion for this package. Some of the stuff in it has nothing to do with infrastructure, you know, you know, $400 billion in order to pay for elderly, you know, daycare or healthcare, or not healthcare, but, you know, elderly care and have it unionized. That's got nothing to do with infrastructure. The Republicans are focused on infrastructure, and we want roads and bridges. We need investments in bringing our supply chain back to the United States. So some of the things that have passed over on the Senate side, I think, are good, and that we can definitely support that. And so, but now, you know, $2.3 trillion for stuff that's a lot of it's got nothing to do with infrastructure. That's something we just can't support.
Now, the White House has said that they were willing to compromise quite a bit by coming down about $1 trillion, and have talked about expanding the idea of what infrastructure is to include human infrastructure. And I wonder, though, what with negotiations breaking down between President Biden and Senator Capito, will it be any different with a new bipartisan group? I have to ask you, is a bipartisan deal really still possible?
Yeah. Do I think it's possible? Yes. Do I think it's possible over on the House? I have my doubts about that. I think that on the House side, I think the rules are somewhat different. And I think that the Democrats are probably going to put forward their plan and pass that through the House on a strictly, you know, partisan basis. And then, but that plan won't go anywhere in the Senate, because over there, their rules, and it seems that over on the Senate, at least, you know, there's more willingness to be, you know, bipartisan on that side of that side of Congress. And so,
because it's more necessary.
Yep. Yeah. Excuse me?
Because it's more necessary in the Senate?
I just think in the Senate, they have different rules, and you know, they have senators that are not willing to, you know, bust the filibuster. They want to be more bipartisan there in the Senate. I think on the House side, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, they don't have to be bipartisan. They can be partisan because the rules are somewhat different. And then even with a five vote majority, if you get everybody lined up on your side, you get your 218 votes. I think right now we need 216 votes. If you have the 216 votes, which the Democrats have, if everybody votes with them, votes with the package, then they pass. A lot of the things that have passed here on the House side have been strictly partisan votes, where it's like 220 to 210, and that's not the way, you know, that we should be doing business. I'm a freshman. Apparently, that's not the way that things happened in the past, but it's the way that things are happening right now.
Well, in the past, the Republican Party has also bypassed the filibuster. But I want to ask you about Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he was willing to do that, and I wonder if the Republicans are willing to give on anything to make sure they're not left behind in this process.
Well, I think initially, I mean, our counteroffer is something around $500 billion, $600 billion, and so there has been, you know, movement on the side of the Republicans. But no, I don't think that we're going to budge on an infrastructure program that goes outside of infrastructure.
That was Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez of Florida.